and the war, and the second part of the movie 1900 at 2:17 somewhere. I mean, time, 2 hours, 17 minutes, something. The leader now, what is it, the peasants? I mean, it's an interesting movie because you got the old friends. One is the padrone and another one is peasant. And he becomes communist and the other one is more on the fascist side, although he doesn't really... think that way, it seems. But anyway, then our communist guy here, peasant leader, is speaking about how the fascists, they just didn't just appear from nothing but from the padrone. See how he's saying it. Fascists are the padrone's offspring, inventions of the padrone. And with these fascists, they began earning more and more. So much that they had to put their fortunes to use, and that's how war was invented, where we were sent to Africa, Russia, Greece, Albania, and Spain. But did they pay? No. We pay, the proletariat, we paid for it. So we can show it in this time and age. And we have these modern leaders. Someone called it a neo feudalism, which I find a good way of describing it. A feudalist, which is not the padrone and his fascist buddies, militant guys. Or the local lords. But those ruling over much bigger masses of people, and then they also start playing with war, with their money, power. It's sweeter than money, right? But who pays for it? Who pays for all those weapons that have been sent to Ukraine and that are being produced and blown up all over the world? Which is a significant lot. Well, the proletariat, the present, so now people are more and more rising. And I would expect that more and more they will just want to join BRICS, those countries that are now evidently rising and doing things fair and square and right. But we will then see this feudalism. Well, lead again to some common form of, communalism. But a communalism where people are not working for land owned by the patrona, but own their own, and together, families, friends, we can work it out. And my conviction is that that's where it works and has worked, is communal living. But where there is knowledge available from higher, how to handle things right, there's not even much need for larger national whatever governments, maybe not. Well, to handle those things which are of national concern. Well, most life is going on the local platform and local level, and especially if the big government up there is unqualified to take care of it, and they will lose power. And people would simply take care of themselves more locally. And they can be up there talking this way, that way. But no. No one will give them money to play around with their power play, with the war and weapon and all that. Why? So I think it will lean towards some social democracy, which I still think is probably the wisest. But also important to bring God back into the center. We are not all working for some fictional state, which really is another elite sitting up there. But now we're all children of God and Goddess, and we work together as that family that we are. Again, not serving the priests and cardinals or whatever up there, giving them our money. Well, but rather contributing to projects that we agree are good. Again, locally. And this beautiful concept there of give what you have in excess to the temple or the church, and then those spiritual people there, the brahmanas, they are then doing nice things, distributing food and so on. Okay, this could also be a priya.